UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.
Bienvenidas y bienvenidos al octavo programa de la décima temporada de Global UMH Radio, donde vamos a contar la actualidad del Vicerrectorado de Internacionalización y Cooperación de la Universidad Miguel Hernández y de su Servicio de Relaciones Internacionales y Cooperación. Yo soy Pablo Aliaga y al mando del control técnico estará hoy Antonio Peñalver. A lo largo de la siguiente hora repasamos la quinta edición de la Semana Internacional que tuvo lugar en la UMH del 19 al 23 de mayo. 22 universidades de 34 países de todo el mundo conocieron diferentes servicios, institutos, escuelas, departamentos y centros de investigación de la UMH y conocieron distintos lugares de la provincia como el Clos de Galvany. Así que si os parece, ¡arrancamos! Pero antes de repasar esa semana internacional, vamos con las noticias del mes, y es que la Universidad Miguel Hernández de Elche asistió a mediados de mes al Consejo de Rectores y la Asamblea General de Neurotech en la ciudad alemana de Bonn. Ideas, Imagination and Inspiration es la temática de la asamblea de un evento que reunió a más de 150 personas entre el personal de la Alianza y estudiantes, entre los que destacan también el vicerrector de Internacionalización y Cooperación, Vicente Micol, la líder de Neurotech en la UMH y directora del Instituto de Neurociencias CSIC UMH, Juana Gallar, y la directora del Servicio de Relaciones Internacionales, Inmaculada Blaya. Por otra parte, hasta el 13 de junio puedes solicitar las becas de posgrado puestas en marcha por la Asociación Universitaria Iberoamericana de Posgrados, para cursar posgrados en ITESO. En concreto, se concederá una beca para cada uno de los siguientes posgrados: doctorado en Ciencias de la Ingeniería, en Estudios Científicos Sociales, maestría en Ciudad y Espacio Público Sustentable, maestría en Comunicación y Cultura, maestría en Diseño Estratégico e Innovación Social, en Proyectos y Edificación Sustentables, en Sistemas Computacionales y especialidad en Sistemas Embebidos. Las becas cubren el 90% de los gastos de matrícula de cada programa. Nace también el Máster en Periodismo y Democracia de Formación Permanente de la UMH, en alianza con la Fundación Gabo y Reporteros Sin Fronteras para fortalecer el periodismo en el siglo XXI. Escuchamos a la periodista y codirectora del máster, Laura Ardila.
Es un máster que propone a todos sus estudiantes pensar, reflexionar y sobre todo repensar un mejor ejercicio del periodismo que enfrente los dilemas del oficio en el siglo XXI y en momentos de gran incertidumbre a nivel global.
Y desde el Vicerrectorado de Internacionalización y Cooperación y el Servicio de Relaciones Internacionales y Cooperación de la UMH han puesto en marcha, como cada año, la elaboración del calendario Global UMH 2026. Y para participar, aquellas personas interesadas solo tienen que enviar las fotografías de los lugares en los que hayan realizado o estén realizando su estancia Erasmus, Destino o SICUE. Las fotografías pueden ser de la ciudad de su estancia, los lugares que han visitado, los paisajes que más les ha llamado la atención, etcétera, etcétera. Por otro lado, las fotografías enviadas deben estar en formato horizontal y ser de buena calidad. Además, se pueden enviar hasta 3 fotos por persona. Más información en el apartado de novedades de nuestra web en internacional.umh.es. Vamos ya con el tema central del programa, y es que, como comentábamos, del 19 al 23 de mayo la Universidad Miguel Hernández de Elche acogió la quinta Semana Internacional, o lo que es lo mismo, 34 universidades de 22 países conocieron la UMH y su entorno. Escuchamos una primera valoración de la jefa del Servicio de Relaciones Internacionales, Inma Blaya.
La quinta Semana Internacional ha terminado y estamos muy satisfechas por cómo ha ido y por la gran participación que hemos tenido. Nuestro objetivo aquí con este evento, pues, era muy claro, era promover redes de trabajo internacional para favorecer nuevos convenios de colaboración con universidades. Esta parte es fundamental para que nuestros estudiantes y personal puedan visitar otras universidades en el futuro. También lo es para afianzar lazos con las instituciones que ya tenemos convenios, pero podemos ampliar a otros ámbitos o líneas de colaboración.
Asimismo, Blaya quiso destacar el importante papel que han jugado durante esta semana las distintas unidades de la universidad, quienes se han volcado con el objetivo de conocer buenas prácticas de las universidades internacionales y demostrar el alto nivel académico de la UMH.
Y lo que ha sido muy importante para nosotras en este caso, para esta edición, ha sido implicar a servicios, facultades, escuelas, departamentos, institutos de investigación, para hacer posible aumentar la experiencia internacional en toda la UMH. Queremos que la internacionalización sea una parte integral de la vida universitaria para todos y todas. Bueno, el éxito de esta semana no habría sido posible sin la enorme implicación de estas unidades que he nombrado.
A lo largo de la semana, los y las personas invitadas han disfrutado de una programación completa, con un show cooking, una visita por el campus de Elche el primer día y la pausa saludable a cargo de la oficina de deportes y una visita guiada por la ciudad de Elche, esto ya el segundo día. Escuchamos una primera valoración del representante de la Universidad Rumana de Medicina y Farmacia, Julius Hatigani, George Ticolea.
This week is very interesting for me.
Esta semana es muy interesante para mí y para mis colegas. Tengo mucha información para mí, he visitado el Centro de Simulación de San Juan y tengo una buena relación con Sergio Javaloy, de la UMH. La información que he puesto es muy buena para mí.
Además, durante la jornada del miércoles, la Staff Week se desplazó al Clot de Galvain en una espectacular visita a uno de los parajes naturales más importantes de la Comunidad Valenciana. Escuchamos una nueva valoración del evento, esta vez de la representante de la Universidad Nacional de Costa Rica, Susana Cerdas.
Bueno, el manejar toda la dinámica académica y administrativa de la universidad, el reunirme con personal que es afín a mi área, a lo que yo elaboro, ha sido una experiencia muy enriquecedora. El compartir con otras nacionalidades ha sido único, ¿verdad?
El jueves, el evento se marchó al campus de Desamparados en Orihuela, con una cata de productos locales como el tomate, los higos o los dátiles. Y ya por la tarde, el aula Plaza de Baix acogió el último evento del día, un cajón flamenco de la mano de Ion Percusión. En este sentido, la representante de la Universidad Búlgara de Tráquia, Zornicha Gramatikova, nos valoró un poco el evento, la semana y lo que ha aprendido durante estos días en la UMH.
Esta semana aprendí muchas cosas interesantes sobre la universidad, cómo trabajan los compañeros en la administración. Me impresionó que trabajan sin papel. Me gustó todo. Recomendaría la universidad a otros colegas.
Y el último día, la jefa del Servicio de Relaciones Internacionales, junto a otros compañeros y compañeras, entregó los certificados correspondientes de la Semana Internacional y la tuna de la UMH amenizó el almuerzo de despedida. En este sentido, David Battisti, de la Universidad de Nápoles Federico II, también hizo una valoración de su aprendizaje y de su estancia por la UMH durante la semana.
He mejorado mi castellano, ya que soy italiano y ambas lenguas son muy parecidas, pero nunca lo había hablado tanto. Así que ha sido como una especie de curso intensivo y me ha resultado interesante ver cómo la gente de aquí realiza el mismo trabajo que yo hago en Italia.
Por otra parte, a nuestros invitados e invitadas les preguntamos ¿cuál fue vuestra actividad favorita? Y esto nos respondieron por orden Susana Cerdas, David Battisti y Zornicha Gramatikova.
La presentación de todos los participantes, aunque un poco la limitante mía fue el idioma inglés, pero tuve un gran apoyo y el compartir, el sentir esa aprobación y ese carisma y entusiasmo de la gente también, de ver que soy de Costa Rica y wow, ellos están como fascinados de mi país y se quieren ir para allá. Es algo muy lindo, ha sido una experiencia muy enriquecedora, muy linda y gratificante para mí.
Una
de las que más he disfrutado fue el show cooking del primer día, con el chef cocinando platos típicos. Es una experiencia que no es frecuente tenerla como turista, no se suele ver la preparación de estos platos. Fue interesante ver la historia de los ingredientes y cómo son usados.
Y una de mis actividades favoritas fue la formación en percusión, el cajón flamenco.
Y por supuesto, no podíamos dejar de mencionar el programa que grabamos en Radio UMH con algunas de las universidades participantes, que conocieron de primera mano los diferentes estudios de la radio universitaria. Durante este programa participaron Andra van der Berg, de Redwood University, Estabriana Stamatiou, de la Universidad de Atenas, Valentina Rallis, de la Universidad de Tráquea, Mirei Biraro, de Inés Ruangeri, en Ruanda, Anurupa Gnachot-Huri, de Karolinska Institutet, y Gyokan Bukut, de Sankiri Karatekin. Os dejamos con la primera parte del programa, el resto en el blog de Radio UMH. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this podcast hosted at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche during our 5th International Erasmus Plus Staff Week. Today is not a normal day over here. Today is an amazing one because we have the opportunity to get to know colleagues from the Netherlands, Greece, Rwanda, Bulgaria, Sweden, and Turkey. As I mentioned earlier, they are here with us, taking part in the 5th International Erasmus Plus Staff Training Week at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche, which has been scheduled by the Service of International Relations and Cooperation of this university. Borja Cabrera will be in charge of the technical control, so if that's okay with you, we'll start! When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time. So let's start with the program, but first of all, I would like to introduce yourselves. Fortunately, we have some special guests with us. First of all, Andra van der Boer from the Radboud University. Andra, tell us about your university and which are your specific tasks in there?
Yes, hi, thank you very much for having me. I'm Andra van der Berg. I work for Radboud University in the Netherlands. Specifically, I work for Neurotech EU. This is a European university for brain and technology, in which 8 European partners work together to advance knowledge on neurotechnology and educate the next generations of scientists. So Radboud University is the coordinating university, and UMH is a part of this alliance, is one of the partners. So we actually work together all the time, and it's very nice to be here and see it with my own eyes.
Neurotech Alliance, which is really important too for the UMH, and thank you, Andra. Thank you. Also, we have Stavriana Stamatiou. I'm sorry for the pronunciation. She's from the Athens University of Economics and Business. How would you introduce yourself into the audience?
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me in Elche. It's a great opportunity. I work for the Directorate of our University of Education, the Directorate of Education, and I am responsible of the classes and the exam schedule. So this goes for all the faculties and school of the university, which are 3 schools, 8 faculties.
That's okay. Stavriana has a very good level of Spanish. Maybe she will say something in Spanish later. We have 2 Valentina Rallis. Valentina, hello. Valentina from the University of Tráquea. Valentina, tell us about you and your own university. How would you describe yourself and how would you describe your university?
Hello to everyone. Thank you for having me here in Elche Staff Week. Our Tráquea University is located in Stara Zagora, Bulgaria. It is a small university, but we have quite nice faculties like agriculture, veterinary medicine, education, economics, and etc. I'm working as an expert of construction and properties. I'm responsible for the well-being of the students for their dormitories, for the new project, European project of building new buildings with the nice programs. At the moment, we're we have a program for to become a hydrogen valley in Bulgaria. We're going to build the first hydrogen laboratory and for production of the hydrogen. This is our goal, and that's it.
That's really interesting. Thank you, Valentina. And now we're traveling to another continent because we have to Mireille Biraro from Ines Ruheri in Rwanda, University in Rwanda. Mireille, how would you describe your work in the university?
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be here in Spain. It's my first time. As you said, I'm the director of international relations in my university. As you said, it's called Ines Ruheri, which stands for Institut d'Enseignement Supérieur de Ruheri. It's a French name. Our university was not that old. It was created 20 years ago. And in 2010, we adopted this applied science orientation or a teaching approach, which is very much known in, I think, Sweden, Germany, and Netherlands, this Hochschule way of doing. Meaning that our teaching is much more focusing on practical rather than theory. So our university, even if it is 20 years old, we have quite good number of students, around 6,000 students, whereby 1,000 are international students coming from all across Africa. We are now counting around 21 countries who has a student in our university. And this also includes staff, because we'll have around 200 staff, national and international included. And our faculty, our program, they are mainly scientific-based, whereby we have 6 faculties, including engineering, information science, health sciences, education, law, and management. Thank you.
Thank you. Remember also, Miguel Hernando University has a volunteer program every summer, which is really useful for the Rwanda people, no?
Exactly. And I was happy to hear that it's actually located nearby our university in the Northern Province. And I hope next time when they come, I will see them.
Okay, thank you, Mireille. Now we have also Gökhan Bükut from Kankiri Karatekin University. I don't know if I pronounced well your university and your name. I'm really sorry, first of all. Gökhan, describe yourself to the audience. How are you? And as your partner say, how is your work in the university?
Okay, hello to everyone who's listening for us. Thank you for this opportunity. And my name is Gökhan, as you said, but the university a little bit mispronounced you, but it's okay. And it's called Çankırı Karatekin University, near to Ankara, capital of the Turkey. And our university is relatively small, and it's focused on the salt and salt caves production, salt tourism. And also we are close to Ilgaz Mountain, which you can do slime and winter tourism, this and that, in generally. But I work in the public administration and political science department as a professor, and my subject is digitalization, digital government, e-government, and digital governance, and that's it, yes.
My okay, focus are, yes. Thank you. And now we have Anurupa Nakchoudhury from the Karolinska Institute. Anurupa, how are you? Welcome to the UMH. What is your work, and also describe yourself to the audience.
Thank you. My name is Anurupa Nakchoudhury, and thanks for this wonderful platform to introduce me and myself and my university. So I'm from Karolinska, and it's in Sweden, and they are very much famous for their medicine. But I must say that when it comes to research, so it's not only biology, it comes with physics and chemistry, and that's the department I'm working with. It's called MBB, Medicine of Biochemistry and Biophysics. I'm working with biomedicine courses. I'm taking care of international students and lots of students coming from all over the world. And I also working with a research group and PhD and postdoc. That's pretty much my job. And that's that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. Such an amazing starting point from all of you. We know now a bit all follow you. And first of all, this is the third day of the Stack Week in the UMH. How about, to just to all of you, whatever who wants to ask first, how about Elche and the university? Did you know before? Which were your first feeling when you arrived here on Monday? Whatever you want.
I will start.
Okay.
When I was here, I was really impressed by the weather. Yes, I could really enjoy good weather that we're having, which is was opposite to what I was having in Rwanda, because it is really a heavy raining season. So I could now, yeah, breathe and enjoy the good weather. So as I said, it was actually my first time in Spain, but not in Europe, but in Spain specifically. And I was really impressed by the way the Spanish are really welcoming. Even if you cannot communicate immediately in English, but they're really, like, friendly people. I was really, yeah, it is amazing. And also the university is very big. The campus, you really have enough space to breathe, to enjoy. And also the way it is really opening up, also they allow the community to allow them to enter the campus. It's also something else that I really appreciated to the university. Thank you.
Is it different, the UMH University, from your university, is it different about the country, the buildings? Is there any difference between your universities and our university?
Yeah. I'm coming from the ex-communist country, so we have our buildings built during the communism. It is specific, pretty much the same, all of them. And when I was when I came here, I was amazed from the new buildings and how huge area is the university in Elche. I'm impressed from all the things in what I have seen inside the buildings, because this is my job and I'm watching everything, how it's been built, how the students, they feel what they can bring to our university as an experience. It's wonderful. And I want to say that I love Spain. I've been coming here for quite a few times. And thank you that inviting me in the staff week again. It's wonderful. Wonderful weather, wonderful stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome, obviously. And now we go to the other part of the studio. What was the thing most surprised to you when you arrived here to Elche?
For me, coming from Sweden, it's the weather. So when I leave... Sorry, but yes. So when I left Sweden, it was around 6 degrees, and I end up here, it's like 24.
So the change was amazing.
It is amazing and full of sun, light, and happy faces around like this, you know, campus and the city and the warmth. Everything is like, you know, brightening up mm-hmm. you.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And Andra?
I think for me it was the rhythm of life, because before we started our first day, I went a little bit to the city center to see it, and it was noon, and I was surprised that everything was closed. So, yeah, that was really strange. I didn't experience that before. And it's in general, you know, last night when we went for the tour and then a dinner, you know, everything came alive at 8 in the evening. It was really interesting to observe.
Sometimes I'll say it's complicated for that. And Erkan?
First of all, I'm glad that nobody mentioned about the palm trees, but it was the first thing that I really enjoyed the trees, because I thought that it will be just a small park that can couple of palm trees. But when I walk around the city, oh my God, every palms are everywhere. It's like you build a city in the desert and palm trees are just there, and people walk around and some people don't even realize mm-hmm. in the daily life, but for me it's really great. And you mean like experience, I must say. And I will always remember this city with its palm trees.
It's a big part of the Elche's history, yes. So really important for us. I would like to ask you now, why did you choose our university to come here, and which are your expectations for the visit, for the staff week? Which are your expectations about the event? And, for example, you want to start? Yes.
Voy a Voy a comenzar en español.
Right.
Entonces, elegí el programa de la Universidad de Elche porque tenía un buen equilibrio entre encuentros e informaciones y profesionales sobre la universidad, las innovaciones y cosas sociales que íbamos a hacer en el programa entre el grupo, como las excursiones, esta jornada aquí en el radio, que es profesional y leisure también. Era muy importante para elegir este Staff Week. Y después era muy importante también que Elche era una pequeña ciudad española que probablemente no tendría otra oportunidad de venir como vacaciones. No es Madrid, no es Barcelona o Sevilla, que si lo quieres puedes ir para verlas y vacaciones. Elche es una ciudad que no es tan conocida, entonces era más...
More comfortable,
yes,
and more enjoyable to come
and,
here.
And also it's easy because you can walk all around the center of the city. It's a pedestrian area. And it's a city that you can manage.
Exactly.
In a few days, yes, you can learn it.
That's a huge advantage for this type of city, like Elche or Alicante, which is not like Madrid. You want to go to the other side of Madrid, you have to take a metro or a train, and that's a lot of distance. Mm-hmm. Valentina, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
What was your expectations for this visit to the university?
To see something different, to see how the students... I'm sorry, I'm thinking a little bit too fast before I will get few new things when I can put in our university, because I said I'm responsible for the properties in the university. I love the way how you have your buildings, how you arrange the interior of the buildings, how you look after your students. And I'll say our university is a little bit small, 10,000 people, but I think that I'll put some of the ideas from here to bring them in our university, to put them in. So I enjoy the city. It is not so big city. Yeah, it's a very safe city. You can walk around without any problems. You can see all the new things, and that's it.
Okay, thank you. Really interesting. Now, Mire, we talk about the volunteer program with the university has in Rwanda, and I would like to ask you, for you, for university, and for your paper here, what was your expectations for the visit, and why did you choose to come to the UMH in this week?
Yes, thank you. As you said, actually, I joined the International Relations Office, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. Our office is very new because this international community actually was not there 3 years ago. So there are many things that I came to know about when I entered the office, and one of them was this Erasmus Agreement Staff and Student Mobility that already Ines had with the university. Thank you to Monica. She's the one who really interested me to come for this International Staff Week. We planned already she should have visited us last year, but she couldn't because of different reasons. Then I was the one to come, and I was really happy that at least one thing from this agreement could be implemented. So once I get here, I really came to know that actually people from this university know more Rwanda than I know about them. So I was really happy. There was a magazine that was shared with us in the material we get for the first day. And when I read Rwanda and again the hospital, Ruhengeri Hospital, which is my area, then I said, actually, there are many things that we are doing already together. And actually, I'm just coming to continue them. I already talked with the one coordinating this program in Rwanda, or the one heading the voluntary group. The people who are coming as voluntaries in our side. And I really asked them, please, when you come back, they told me they will come in June and August. So I will be happy now to receive them in our university. And also the good thing is that they are much more dealing with the health care, health activity, health support. And it comes out actually at the university, like 1 year ago, we opened a program in health sciences, being nursery, midwifery, anesthesia, and pharmacy. So which means actually we'll be having much more to do together. So I'm really happy that now it really starts. In addition, I really want to learn about how the international office works, because if I look at the way they was welcoming us, all the activity, the way they organized them with much innovation, I was really amazed. Then I said I should learn.
Okay, thank you. We are really happy too for you to stay here, you and all of your mates, obviously. And now, yeah. Anurupa, how was how was your expectations about the International Staff Week in Elche? I don't know if you know before Elche or the Miguel Hernando University. How was your expectations and all of this?
Honestly speaking, I haven't heard your university until I actually saw your Staff Week advertisement in our website. That's the point. I got to know, okay, there is a university. Then as I said before, we have very international environment and we are receiving lots of international students. And yes, we have Spanish students as well. So I have talked about it. And then they also told me, no, we don't know this university. Mm-hmm. And that's the things, inspire me. Okay, let's go there. And then I have found that your university and our Karolinska has agreements also in Neurotech and Erasmus. And then I decided, okay, this is a nice opportunity to go there. And I talked to our, the coordinator and responsible person, and they say, okay, go. And that's how I got the first step. And then the expectation was, staff week is always very, very eventful, and it's an opportunity to get to know each other, your partners and alliance and wonderful people in that group. So that motivates me to come to this this week to participate. Besides that, you get to know how your university works, what kind of things you provide to your students, and I will learn and take all the pictures, evidence, and I will show when people are, in Sweden, students are willing to, participate to exchange program, where we can go, why we should go. So maybe I can give them this kind of tips. You should go and learn, and wonderful people meeting. I know you will meet wonderful people there. They're amazing. They have this radio station where you can talk, and then you will bring a lot of new knowledge, so which will also inspire other students maybe. And that's the reason I'm here today.
Okay, thank you. And Andra, your expectations for the UMA Staff Week in 2025?
Yes, thank you. I would say within the Neurotech EU Alliance, we really focus on neuroscience and neurotechnology, and we are doing it in a way that hasn't been done before, because it's neurotechnology is this unique blend of medicine and artificial intelligence neuroscience, and all of these things are developing very fast in today's world, and we are really proud to have our partner universities, which are really leaders in this field and who all work together. So we value our partners very much. So it's really important for us to also get to know each other. That's also an important aspect of our alliance, the multiculturalism. We're working for a stronger Europe and a stronger education in Europe, but while keeping our individualism. So for me personally, I'm a communications professional, and it was really important to get to know all the partner universities involved. I have not been to Spain ever before. This is also my first time. And so, it was really important for me to get to experience the culture a little bit and get to observe it and to immerse myself in it. And also to meet, of course, my colleagues from Neurotech EU here at UMH, who are doing a wonderful job. I'm very lucky to be working with them all the time. And as well the other professionals that are here at the Staff Week.
Okay, thank you, Andra. And now, Can, your expectations about the Staff Week?
Apart from palm trees, I must say that I applied more than 10 universities in Spain. And once I got the invitation, I couldn't believe. I read it again, and I told my wife that we will go to Spain. Then after that, I search on the internet and look at the Staff Week program, this and that. But, and first of all, the program is very intense. I feel very tired. And I don't
really I take
pain
note.
In my back. And I thought that it's going to be a vacation because when I look at the program, the first day starts at 7, 5 in the afternoon. And then I'd say that it's going to be a very, very, very loose and cool program. But this is the middle of the week, you know, I feel very tired. Thank you.
For I will that. Talk to my partners.
Yes. No. It's just a compliment that I made for your program. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Now, we're going to enter into another space of the interview, but I would like to ask you first, what did you know about the Spanish culture? Everyone who comes from other countries say the same. So I would like to tell you, I will let you to tell me what was your knowledge about the Spanish culture. I don't know who wants to start this question, or if you don't know something, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the culture that I know is from is the food, like tapas and sangria and things like that, and really taking the time to enjoy these things.
I would say Real Madrid team, because I think we...
That's good.
Recently we had a contract, Rwanda had a contract with Real Madrid about to visit Rwanda. So I think they are wearing in their shirts, visit
yes,
Rwanda.
Yes, that's
so
right, yes.
I was happy.
Oh, that's amazing. Real Madrid, tapas, and anything else about Spain?
Flamengo.
Sangria, okay.
Can I say that every region in Spain has its own
yes, exactly.
Different characteristics.
And different cultures, yeah. Even
cultures,
different languages.
Language. And I enjoy a little bit the rivalry between the places and the different administrations. And there is always something to discover everywhere in Spain. I've been to a lot of places, a lot of cities, and every place is completely different from the other, even though if they are so close, each one. And it's an adventure being in Spain. I think it's an adventure.
But I must say that even though they are very, I mean, culturally they are different within the Spain in different part, one thing is very common, they are happy people. And
yes.
They are warm and they are smiling all the time. Mm-hmm. We have three Spanish students coming from Catalonia, Galicia, and one is from Madrid. We are having so much fun fighting together, eating together, shouting sometimes they are. I mean, I'm just looking at them. But at the same time, I must say they are so nice people. Mm-hmm. And that's something I appreciate all the time. Yeah,
we are really inclusive too. Have you been in Spain before, in other staff weeks, or just traveling, being tourists here?
Both staff weeks and the tourist. No. I've been in a staff week in Bilbao, Barcelona and Granada. Granada was the first one, 2008. First staff Erasmus grant was to Granada University, the University of Granada. And I've been also as a tourist to a lot of places like Seville and Barcelona again. And I'm missing Madrid. I have it in my checklist. But I'm waiting a little bit because my son, that's 9.5 now, wants to go there. For Real, but I would like to take him to Barcelona. So I'm waiting for him to be a little bit older to take with me.
And I have my family vacation, and that trip was inspired by my three colleagues. And so that's why, I mean, we have a huge trip. It was 10 till 12 days, and we started our vacation or trip from Barcelona till Malaga. And every stops, that's our colleagues and students recommended those places we have visited. but not in Elche.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's my first time in Elche.
For me, can I talk? Yes. I've been a few times to Spain. Of course, Barcelona, Seville, Malaga. I love Granada. Found it very interesting. We've been traveling a lot and we stay a lot actually here. Even my husband is here at the moment for 3 months holiday. Oh. He's enjoying it full speed, but I hope that I'll come next week, next month as well for a holiday. Really, it's a very nice country. And yes, of course, everyone's city got a different thing, different fiestas. I have seen quite a lot and I enjoy when I'm coming in Spain.
Llegamos al final de este programa y llega la hora de despedirnos. Simplemente recordarles que pueden seguirnos en redes sociales en @globalumh y que tenéis que visitar nuestra página web www.internacional.umh.es, donde os informamos de todas las convocatorias y todas las novedades sobre las acciones de movilidad y de cooperación de nuestra universidad. Muchas gracias por escucharnos y volvemos en el mes de junio.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.